This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:47 on the evening edition with Hezril and Kelvin, and we're now talking about the discretion of our courts when it comes to sentencing. This comes as the Malaysian Bar criticized the new mandatory penalties for dangerous and reckless driving. Its president, Salim Bashir, said the new sentences might be excessive since they entail longer jail times and could pose a burden for the families of convicts. He also stressed the need to allow courts sentencing discretion to ensure proportionate sentences.
So to give you some context, the Dewan Rakyat increased the penalties for dangerous and reckless driving after amending the Road Transport Bill. It's meant to address the spike in drink driving cases this year, particularly those that caused deaths. Now, the penalty for drink driving that causes death is jail time of 5 to 10 years and a fine of not less than 20,000 ringgit and not more than 50,000 ringgit. This was increased from jail time of 2 to 10 years and a fine between 5,000 and 20,000 ringgit.
Yep, so we've covered the issue of drink driving before. It's made the headlines earlier throughout the year and what can be done to address it. This time, though, we want to better understand the role of our courts when it comes to sentencing discretion. Why is it important for them to exercise it, and what implications do mandatory sentences have on their function? And on the line to speak with us about it today is Salim Bashir, president of the Malaysian Bar. Salim, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me here.
Lovely. Can you, first of all, help us understand what mandatory sentencing means?
Okay, the mandatory sentences simply means, in a layman term, it is a sentence that have to be imposed on the person that been convicted for the offence. The court is left with no discretion whatsoever to impose a sentence which is lesser than what is the prescribed sentence under the Act.
What does the mandatory 7-year jail term apply to under the amended law?
The mandatory jail terms, as far as Section 44, I have to go one step further. There are two types of sentencing as far as Section 44 is concerned. That is causing death under the influence of alcohol or drugs. That is being amended by the Parliament recently. Okay, first thing is, if you are driving a motor vehicle under the influence of drugs or alcohol, and you are unable to control your motor vehicle, or your alcohol level is above prescribed limit, then in the course of your driving, if you cause death, then you have to face a mandatory imprisonment of 10 years. If you cause death, maximum is 15 years. However, if you cause injury, then you will be facing minimum 7 years, mandatory imprisonment. And the maximum period is 10 years. Okay, so in these two instances, the court cannot give an imprisonment which is lesser than 10 years if you cause death, or 7 years if you cause a personal injury.
And what are the factors that are likely taken into consideration when a specific term is set for an offence?
The factors will only be relevant if the discretion is being exercised by the court. If there's no discretion, then it's mere ritual. You know, before a person is sentenced to death, the accused person or the accused himself without a representation of a counsel will actually put forward a mitigating factor. That means anything that favors him. So in that instance, the court will take into account these mitigating factors into consideration before a sentence is passed. That applies across the board to every offences under the penal code or any other statutory offences in Malaysian law. And the type of mitigating factors which the court normally take into account is, are you a first offender? A family background? Employment history, your health back considerations. And then they might also take into account the type of injury that's been caused by under the offence that you are committed. For example, if you are committing an offence under the influence of alcohol and you just caused a very trivial injury to the victim, that also will be taken into account in assessing the sentence. Unfortunately, when there is a minimum imprisonment, the court, even taking into account that sort of mitigation factors, it is only to actually not to impose a higher sentence. But they cannot run away from imposing the minimum sentence of 7 years. 10 years if you cause death, or 7 years if you cause injury.
Right, so we all recognize that driving under the influence is a serious offense and it puts lives at risk. But why is judicial discretion still important here?
It actually, not only in respect of driving under the influence of alcohol, Section 42 Amendment, this is also should have the principle of giving the discretion to the court to assess the sentencing should be applied to all the other offenses as well in Malaysia. The reason being, no matter how heinous the crime committed, the person must be given an opportunity to show remorseness. One of the aspects of showing remorseness is if a person pleads guilty at the outside of the trial itself. That means he do not want to claim trial. He admits that he is at fault. He's shown remorse. And you must remember, accident is an accident. It's not a case of a murder. Though we are not running away from the culpability of the accused person of committing an offense under the influence of alcohol, but we cannot run away from the fact that he have caused that out of negligence, okay? And it's not some, he should not be equated with murder. So in that instance, his mitigating factor, that means he's shown guilt and all that, at the out, he doesn't want to claim trial, save cost money and all that, should be taken into account before a sentence is imposed. Another aspect is, when you send a person to prison, it's not only that he suffers, but also the other family members. You know, if you're sending a sole breadwinner to the imprisonment for 7 years minimum, how about his dependents? So the entire family system will become paralyzed just because of one mistake, and more so if he's a first offender. Okay? And you must always understand that in a reformatory system like Malaysia, a person can only be rehabilitated when he's in the mainstream line of society. If you send him to prison for causing death under the alcohol or causing injury for under the influence of alcohol, then he might be going into the prison, stay there for a longer period. He might mix around with bad heads, and it is not meant to reform him. You know, he will come out of the prison later and, you know, might rebel and might become a worse criminal. So it actually defeats the purpose of the punishment itself, that is, as a deterrent. Apart from that, we must also understand that, you know, even you send him to imprisonment, what good it makes. See, there are a number of cases, for example, like drug cases in Malaysia. We have death penalty. But drug cases still arises. Is it? Statistically, it may, you know, it may, you can argue saying that it's a form of a deterrent, but the capital punishment still doesn't serve much of a purpose exactly at all. Is it? People are still trafficking drugs. So for me, education is the asset. Is it? You can give him a slightly lesser punishment than what is being mooted, but after that, a follow-up in the form of education and all that need to be implemented. A mandatory education courses and all that need to be implemented for those who have been suffering under the, you know, of alcoholism. You see? So they just need to be educated and rehabilitated. And rehabilitation also can take a form of motivation and apart from medical aid.
Let's take a step back for a moment. What's the practice here in Malaysia when it comes to allowing judicial discretion? How common is it in our laws to have mandatory sentencing?
Oh, yes. We have a couple of laws in our country that that imposes mandatory imprisonment under the penal code and under the statutory offences. Okay, we even have murder. We have carries the death penalty. It's a mandatory imprisonment. Drug trafficking, a firearm, a kidnapping that imposes death penalty. Okay, so, and apart from that, we also have penal code offenses, also which carries imprisonment of certain years. Okay, no doubt about that. But as far as possible, we want the court to be given the discretion on sentencing. They are the best people who can evaluate the facts of the case and the factual metrics of every case that comes before them and decide on the sentencing. You see? And that can happen in two instances. That is when a person pleads guilty at the outset of the trial or even after the trial. Okay? So as far as possible, we want the courts to be given the discretion on sentencing.
One last question, Salim. Does this have any impact on the separation of powers between the legislative and the judiciary?
The Federal Court recently have recognized that the Parliament can legislate the offence. They can also prescribe the sentencing, okay? Mandatory sentencing. Okay, so no doubt, under the law, Parliament is allowed to do that, okay? But at the same time, when it comes to matter of sentencing, as far as possible, we should give the discretion to the court.
Salim, thanks so much for joining us today. That was Salim Bashir, president of the Malaysian Bar, talking to us about the need for judicial discretion during DUI sentencing. We've now got the 7 o'clock news, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.